G'day folks, it's a Saturday evening at Sean and Damo's, and I'm going to do some smoked fish in my smoker oven. Now, we have talked a little bit about this gadget on our radio show, but I didn't at the time give a practical demonstration of how it operated. So I thought I would do that. Especially as I got some nice fresh mullet this morning, I thought we might have a go at smoking that. So this is a hot smoker, which means it cooks as well as smokes. It's a stainless steel box with a sort of a false floor about three quarters of the way down inside. The idea is that you put some alfoil on that false floor, and we'll sprinkle some smoking chips on it. And then underneath that false floor is where the little metho burner goes. And you light that, and that heats the bottom of the smoker up and makes the sawdust smoke, or the wood chip, which smokes the food. The fish that we've got, as I said, is mullet, and I've had it in a sort of a curing solution for a couple of hours. The cure that I've used consists of some brown sugar, some white sugar, some sea salt, and some soy sauce, and some water. And that just sort of gives the fish a nice flavour, but it also kills any bacteria. So I'm going to line the bottom of the smoker with a piece of tin foil. The reason we do that is because it makes it easier to clean. Because the last thing we want is fish juices and burnt wood chip sticking to the bottom of the smoking oven. So I'll put some tin foil in there. Then we're going to put in our wood chip. Now I think today I'll use a hickory smoke. You can get different ones. The one I've been using for most of the things I've done up to now is a what they call bush blend, which is a mixture of Australian hardwoods. But we'll try the hickory just for something different. And we've got a little scoop here that we're going to use to get it out of the packet. The scoop that they give you also serves as the sort of little extinguisher for the burner. You sort of stick it over the top and it'll extinguish the flame. It burns methylated spirits, or metho as we call it here. You can get bigger ones that run on gas, but I wasn't sure how much use I was going to get out of it, so I thought I'll start with a little metho smoker and we'll take it from there. Okay, so that's one scoop full of sawdust. And we'll just kind of spread that out a little bit. You don't want too much, otherwise it sort of overpowers it and all you can taste is smoke. But we will use two. On some of the bigger smokers, you tend to use more of a wood chip, so more like a sort of a coarse chunks of wood, whereas this is more like a sawdust because it's a smaller smoker. All right, there's our second one. So again, spread that out so we want a thin layer all over the bottom of the smoker, because you don't want one end of your fish fillets being nice and smoky and the other end not. Wouldn't taste very good. I just use a tiny bit more because that last lot wasn't a full cap full. So we'll sprinkle a little bit more in. There we go. Right. Now, it comes with some wire trays, which you use for putting your fish on, obviously, because you don't want them just sitting in the smoke. So we probably will only need one wire tray for what we're doing today, I think. If I can find it. Here we go. Go. And now we'll get our fish. Which I've had in a Corningware dish in the fridge in its marinade solution. Oops, sorry about that, folks. Need to find some paper towel to pat the fish dry, so that, because otherwise if you take it out and drop it straight in to the smoker, you'll wet all of your sawdust and then it won't really smoke very well. So I'll take the lid off, pat that dry, and pop each one onto the wire tray. Then we'll put the lid on. It's a slide-on type lid on this particular one. So it sort of sits in a little groove. And there's a hook that comes with it that you use to pull the lid off when it's hot. So the lid's on. So now we will take this outside. Because obviously you don't want to smoke it in the kitchen. Set all the smoke alarms off. When we'll light it up and come back once we're about to get it going. Okay, folks, we are now outside. We had a bit of a false start because I couldn't find my gas gun that I need for lighting the metho burner. So that necessitated a quick jog up the road to the food works. It wasn't really a jog, it was more of a brisk walk, I suppose, to the local shop to pick up a new one. So what I'm going to do now that we're out here is I'm going to fill up one of the metho burners. I actually bought two. When I bought the smoker, it comes with one. I bought an extra one. The reason for that is that sometimes these things burn for about 20 minutes, and sometimes you need a bit more than that. But the problem is trying to get them out and refill them when they're hot. It's all right if you can see what you're doing, but for us it's a bit dangerous and a bit difficult. So I decided just to get a second one, and then I can alternate them. They look like just a small cup made out of metal. And around the rim there are a series of little holes, and in the middle is where you put the methylated spirits, and there's a raised bubble that tells you where to fill them to. The other modification I've made to these is I've made up, and I did mention this on the review that I did on the radio show, I made up a couple of wire loops that go over the just trying to get the top off the metho. I've made up a couple of wire loops that go around the burner and have a long tail on the end of them, and that way I can light the burner and then, holding it by the piece of wire, push it into place and then pull it out again without having to touch the hot burner. Some people do it with a pair of tongs, but again, trying to do something with a hot burner and a pair of tongs when you can't see what you're doing, I think is a bit of a recipe for disaster. So I decided that we needed to find a better way to do it. Okay, so I've now filled that up and put enough metho in it for it to burn for around about 20 minutes or so. So we'll move it over towards the hole in the front of the oven that the burner goes into. And sort of line it up so that it's easy to just push it in when we're ready. Now, fortunately, it's quite a still night tonight. In fact, there's not even a cricket chirping. It's quite cool and there's no wind. So you may, if we're lucky, be able to actually hear it when it's lit. So I've got one of these gas guns. It's like a barbecue lighter with a long stem on it and a little bit of gas in and a piezo igniter, and they just shoot out a low flame. And that's the easiest way to light these, because you can do it without the risk of burning your hands. So we'll try and get that to go. And that feels to me like it's lit. Yes, it is. So we'll slide it into the hole. If I can get it into position. There we go. Push that into the oven, and you'll probably hear that now, sort of sizzling a bit. And that will eventually heat up the oven, or heat up the false floor part of the oven, and start making us some smoke. The wire tail that I've got is poking out about or maybe 18 inches or 30, 40 centimetres out of the hole, so there's no risk of the end of the piece of wire getting hot. Can you hear that hissing noise? I don't know if you can through the mics or not. We've got a yappy dog, and you can probably hear another emu train pulling in up at the station. So yeah, there's no risk of the wire getting hot, so I can pull it out quite easily when it's done. So we'll come back in about 20 minutes and see if we have smoked fish. Okay, well, our burner is doing its last couple of splutters, which indicates it's just about out. I actually ended up putting some more metho in and running the second burner, because I just wasn't 100% sure that everything was cooked. And you've got to be a little bit careful with fish. But I think our mullet is just about done. I don't know if I mentioned before that it's mullet that we're using. Mullet's a funny thing. Some people love it, and others sort of think, ooh, God, that's rubbish fish, you know. But I think the trick with mullet is to make sure that it's sea mullet, because if it's gone up a river or an estuary, because they're a bottom feeder, they get a bit of a muddy taste to them. So if you're going to have mullet, get sea mullet. And if you do, and it's fresh, and this was just caught this morning, it is a very nice fish. The other reason that I decided to try this with mullet is because it's the first time I've done it, and with fish, I've done sausages, I've done chicken wings, but I haven't tried fish before, so I wasn't going to pay, you know, and waste $20 or $25 a kilo mackerel or barramundi or something like that, when, you know, I could just try it and waste $3 or $4 worth of mullet, and it was nice and fresh anyway, so I figured it would be all right. If you can hear that, but there are possums out here rustling around in the trees over the back fence, making a bit of a racket. There's also a few geckos around. I'll point those out to you if they make a noise. But for now, this is done, and it smells pretty good. So I am going to take it inside and crack a beer and sit down and try some smoked fish. I hope you've enjoyed this little audio boo. If you have any questions, you can just message me or send me a tweet to Damien_McMorrow. And as I said, I'm going to try and do a few more of these over the next few weeks, just to show you some different things and provide a few updates here and there, and just, I guess, show you some of my hobbies and things like that. So let me know what you think, whether it's of interest to you, I guess. All right, we'll leave it at that and go and give this a try. Okay, folks, I just thought I would have a final word quickly about the fish now that we've eaten it. It turned out very well, actually. I'm quite impressed with it. And even Sean quite liked it. She normally doesn't like smoked product, and she refuses to eat store smoked product or bought smoked product. But everything that I've done in the smoker so far, she's really liked, so including the fish. So it was definitely a success. I'm quite pleased with it. The other thing that I thought I would share with you briefly was the fact that I think I need to be a bit careful about what I say in reference to the smoker, because
I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday at work, and he asked me what my plans were for the weekend, and without thinking, I sort of replied, "Oh, yeah, I'm thinking I might try smoking some stuff." And then I kind of realized how that could be interpreted. So if I don't want people thinking that I'm some kind of pothead, I'm going to have to watch myself and be very specific about what I'm talking about. Anyway, I just thought that was funny, so I thought I would share it with you. So the dish was a success, so we'll leave it at that. I hope you enjoy this, and any comments or questions or anything like that, please feel free to drop me a line. Otherwise, thank you for listening. Bye for now.